How's it going, everyone? Welcome to Remco Real Talk with your host, Jay Falconio from Remco Insurance Services. Today, we have a mother-son dynamic on the show. Dina, the mother, and Jad, the son, owner and operator of Updown Shades, will talk about the family dynamic of running their business and all the trials and tribulations that come with us. Thanks for joining us. All right, Updown Shades in the building.
Absolutely.
We are here with Dina and Jad.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Mother and son dynamic.
That's right.
And we already started chatting about some similar interests. We started chatting about food and our previous positions before we got into the entrepreneurial route. So we're going to touch on a whole bunch of good stuff today. And I must say, just shout out to Updown Shades, Jad and his now wife. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Supplied my beautiful home with some shades. They were extremely professional. So this is just, this show will talk about, the trials and tribulations of starting your own business. And we're going to get into some more detailed questions later on. But I just wanted to say that how important networking is. When we met, Jad, it was at the Laura Bucks Chamber of Commerce, the NAC, the Newtown Athletic Club, which I shot some content at yesterday. And I went through the place that we met just to kind of reminisce from, that we're going to be together tomorrow shooting some content. And you networked so well. You really worked that room and met so many good people. And I was one of them. And I feel very, very honored about that. So my first question, just for Jad, just because we had that initial connection, is what networking are you trying to focus on now, that intentional networking? Is there something that really stands out, that has really taken your company to the next level?
So I was in Miami for a little while, and I feel like networking in Miami and networking here have been a little bit different. Networking in Miami, there's a giant party scene and a very unprofessional while here. Going to, absolutely, have to mention that as well.
Yeah.
But like you said, meeting at the NAC, there's a certain level of professionality and kindness that people have here that's a little bit different that we've tried to really focus on and try to build connections with people in that space, like in specifically business-wise, interior designers, architects, builders, and a lot of those people really are here and have the right people to meet here in these spaces.
Awesome. How long were you in Miami for?
2 years.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
And it is a different lifestyle.
It is a different.
Were you down there as well, Dina?
I mean, I just visited, but no, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy to have you back at the home turf. I heard that you're in Yardley.
Oh, yeah.
And Dina, you're in Princeton, both familiar
areas.
Yeah,
near Princeton, yep.
I guess being in this environment a little bit more, like, I guess you would say a faster pace. I mean, Miami is more of a, elusive life down there. There's a lot more clothes and money is coming in more materialistic things. I think that, Pennsylvania, Philly, New York, it's a hustle and bustle. It's such fast paced. I need to, one of the questions that I really wanted to touch on, Dina, you can take this one away, is like, what routines do you follow each day to kind of keep yourself in check, in line, and in productivity mode?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, because it really is so unbelievably important to keep those routines, because we work from our homes, we work from our cars, we work in a client's house. And so it's easy to get strayed, right?
Sure.
But we tend to have sort of a daily list of things that we have to check off. It's just like we wake up, we connect, and we go, okay, what do we need to look at today? And we go through in such detail all those things. And then one of those last questions, we check off, of course, we're talking about making sure that, we're staying on top of production dates, we're staying on top of delivery dates, install dates, all those kind of things. And then the last question on there is, how are we going to analyze what we just talked about to take it to the next level?
I love that.
So it's always, what's next?
What's next?
Because we're going to assume that there's always room for growth and we're always going to be able to make it better.
I love that. Yeah. And don't we all, I have this app that I use, it's called Asana, and there are things that I put on that app just to check off that are so minor, but they just feel good to check off.
Yeah.
So these checks, you start with some small checks, and then your end check is, I just did all of these things. What's next?
Yeah.
What's going to take me to the next level?
Yeah.
Jed, do you follow a familiar pattern or is there?
Definitely, especially being an entrepreneur and working for myself, there's no one standing above me saying you have to do exactly this. So it's hard to get, it's easy to get astray and find different things to do. And so to make a routine like that, we try to use different types of apps and different stuff like that.
Sure.
And following a routine is definitely difficult.
You gotta love checking those boxes. So, what would you say? Now, I think I kind of know a little bit about how you guys operate as a company.
Yeah.
First and foremost, extremely, extremely humble and very wise. Jad really had all of his ducks in a row when he came over. He knew his product inside and out.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes you believe how many people kind of market and market and market. But when it comes down to actually knowing the tactile knowledge of what it takes to actually deliver the product, it's good to see that firsthand. So you really delivered a great product. I'm curious. I want to dig a little bit deeper on like what sets Updown Shades apart from the other competitors. Mm-hmm. The other piece is family ties. I mean, you guys are a beautiful family-run company. I mean, you really do possess that. So
yeah.
Feel free.
I think to Jad's point, like nobody's going, hey, did you do this? It's us, right? So we're always we're always pushing each other, challenging each other, and you know, you touched on the mother-son dynamic.
Yeah.
I had my own interior design business, high-end interiors, for a very long time, like close to 25 years.
Wow.
And then, when Jad joined, he definitely challenged me to go, okay, you could do this a little bit differently. And he pushed me to... and I think for my age group, I'm pretty good with, with technology, but he was like, no, there's more, you could do it this way and this way and this way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so when he did that and I was like, okay, back to that, what's next? How do we evolve? How do we get better?
Sure.
It became a whole nother thing. And then we started going, okay, well, what is going to set us apart? And I think Jad feels the same way. It's what we call concierge level customer service. The term that Jad came up with.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
And basically, concierge level service is everybody can get back to you. Everybody can say, yes, I'm going to get back to you. Absolutely. We actually do it.
Right.
Do it with direct follow-up times, real times with timing in product ordering, with everything from a straight email to your product order, everything to your installation. And we handle, basically act as a project manager in your job, instead of you having to contract the installer and having to handle this and text three different people. We handle everything completely.
I felt he was involved from the moment I met him at the Newtown Athletic Club and the Lower Bucks Chamber event
till the
day that the blinds were installed.
Yeah.
All the emails in between and the picking of the color and everything like that, it was you. There was no other party. There was no other person involved. So true testimonial to that. And I did feel that concierge white glove service, I felt that from the beginning to the end.
And especially because the nature of our business is a high ticket item. So
surprising. It's surprisingly high ticket.
People don't understand and when they see that high ticket number is they're just thinking, oh, I'm getting charged this crazy amount of money. But what people don't understand is it's an enhancement of your home.
It is.
It's to the valuation of your home and to the price of your home. And if you put that to exactly what you're to the price of your home, us, we'd be a little bit cheaper because we have good prices.
Yeah.
And two, it is to the valuation of your home. And that's exactly why.
It's just one of those things, like a new home buyer, a young guy like myself who bought his first property. It was like I was expecting so many other things to be more expensive, and then the blinds came, and I was like, "Wow, that's a lot more money." But to Jad's point, the enhancement—it's like on that day where like you really just want some shade and you want to tone down in a large windowed home. The first day you pull them down and close them, and it's nicely light wise. You're just like, these were worth it,
and that's why we carry Hunter Douglas, because that name. There's so much that stands behind that name. So to a degree, the first thing people ask us is, oh, okay, well, it's Hunter Douglas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, because we stand behind that because it's the best.
Okay.
So that's where, it's a high-end product because it's a really amazing product.
It's really amazing.
And the motorization It's just spectacular. You know, you could use a remote, you could use voice activation, you can use an app on your phone. And that's what people want today, right? They want that technology, and they want, you know, when they pay that high ticket price, like, they want to feel something.
Of course.
And so it's pretty cool when you can go, hey, Alexa, put down my shades.
It is pretty cool. Exactly. Yeah. And there was no question when it came to choosing Hunter Douglas as the brand or the product.
No question.
Yeah. That's top of the line.
Yeah, it is top of the line. From the power of motorization and specifically the motor,
sure.
Mm-hmm. It's top of the line over every brand. It is singular number one.
Right.
Yeah.
And as well to the fabrics and the durability of the fabrics and the lifetime warranty of the fabrics as well, too.
I do know one of our clients is a painter, and he only swears by Benjamin Moore, and I'm pretty sure Benjamin Moore is kind of like up there as well. And he's just like, if it's not Benjamin Moore, I'm not using it.
Right.
I'm not,
so. Exactly. We're the Benjamin Moore of
Very cool. Very cool. Awesome.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's good to know. So just transitioning a little bit to your lives before. I mean, Dina, you mentioned that you were an interior designer prior to joining the company. Mm-hmm. We talked about some food.
Yeah.
Critics.
Yeah, yeah.
In
yeah.
your day and some yeah. name drops. So
yeah.
I love food. So I just want to segue to a little bit about that for a little bit. And I heard Jad, you're an exceptional cook as well. So
a little bit of dabble.
You know. So Dina, you're up first. Tell me a little bit about your background.
Yeah.
With food.
So what I mentioned when we were off air, do you know this? Do you know I worked for Geraldo Rivera back in
I actually didn't know that. That's crazy.
I was pregnant with you.
That's crazy.
Actually at his house.
So I was there.
You were there. Yeah. So you were there. And I was the editor of this paper in Red Bank called The Downtowner. And one of the things that I, you know, did these restaurant reviews. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I've written a lot over the last, well, at the beginning of my career, not so much in the last several years, but yeah, so that's one of my passions is writing, and I wrote these restaurant reviews, and it was fabulous, you know, especially because I'm such a foodie. Absolutely. And I cook, and I'm passionate. You know, when you're creative,
mm-hmm.
you're passionate.
Absolutely.
And so I think I'm gonna say Jad gets that from me.
I definitely do.
You do a little plating yourself, a little high end. I see him as like a master plater, like getting over here and taking the little crumbs.
I'm like,
off
just
the
give
side
me. I want to taste it.
Instagram
I want
to
taste it. He's like, yeah. No,
wait
a minute.
I have like the special tweezing metal tweezers.
I know.
Gotta go. Like
that's awesome.
Full service.
What do you like to cook, Jed?
I like things with sauces. I like extreme flavor and extreme spice.
Yeah.
So like the last thing I've been doing lately is I've been doing. Either taping whatever type of, I either get like a steak or I get like a piece of fish mm-hmm. or something like that, grind it completely myself into basically get it's like ground beef,
sure.
ground whatever, beef, steak,
yeah,
fish,
yeah.
cook it into a sauce with either Alfredo, sometimes to do like a butter tandoori type of thing.
Oh my goodness.
And then
my mouth is starting to work.
No, I'll say to him, are you sure you're adding those spices? And he's like, Just wait.
It's coming.
That's a unique style. It's almost like you're emulsifying.
Exactly.
You're emulsifying.
Yeah.
And now my foodie is coming out of me, and I can see that. Yeah, I can see it being a very colorful plate.
It is.
With packed everybody.
It's an explosion.
It's an explosion of
flavor.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That was the next one. Yeah.
And so when I was young, they used to call them concoctions.
That's right.
Did those concoctions require medical attention after you ate them?
I've been to the hospital a few times.
So close.
There was one time, my dad was. We had this basically this big island in front of us where we had a couple seats. My dad with a big stir fry pot cooking up.
Sure.
He takes a pepper, cuts a little bit off it, puts it into the pan. Says, puts it on my plate right as I'm eating. Says. Don't eat this.
Of course.
I was like,
I know what happened.
I got this. Yeah, I was like, I'm a foodie. I can eat it.
Yeah.
Whole pepper.
Right.
Boom. In my mouth. And he's like, what are you doing? I was like, what do you mean? It's not that bad.
He
was like, that was a ghost pepper.
Ghost pepper. I knew it.
He's into, spicy. It's a level I can't.
It's a tolerance too.
Like, 2 seconds.
I have some friends who can do it. And I'm like, I need my hot wings with mild sauce on the side.
Oh, the spicier the better. Spicier the better.
That's cool.
But one of the worst experiences, like,
I hear you.
Really
so,
bad.
So, Dina, when you were being a food critic in those restaurants, I'm assuming they treat you pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like that's the one thing where
yes.
I go, yeah. Like, if you want to send something back, you're getting a whole bunch back. So.
Yeah. 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 No, they did.
Did that feel weird being like a different version of a guest in a restaurant?
Yeah, I think that they probably, I mean, I always kept it positive, to tell you the truth. I wasn't, you know, it just because the, and I, but I, but I didn't really have a negative experience, so it was easier to keep it positive. Okay. I mean, the Red Bank restaurants are
pretty good.
Even back then, they were pretty spectacular. So yeah, it was, it definitely was like an interesting position.
Very cool.
You know, POV.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, we're transitioning back to entrepreneurship, yeah. And I'll start with Jad on this one. What's your favorite part about being an entrepreneur?
I feel like representing myself in the way exactly that I want to represent myself.
That's awesome.
Not having to basically work in the reputation of someone else, mm-hmm. and almost build their reputation and not really have anything in the same game for myself.
I like that.
Basically, yeah.
You are in control of your own fate.
Exactly. I'm in the control of my destiny. Yeah. Yep. I can do everything that I exactly what I
want to
do.
Blank canvas idea. You know, this is your blank canvas. Go paint it with your vision.
Exactly.
And I like that answer very much.
Yeah.
Dina?
I completely agree with that. And you know, one of the things that I get blamed for by Jad is being a little bit controlling.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
But I'll admit it.
Yep.
I'm controlling.
So I'm controlling.
And the reason is I want to control every aspect of what I'm going to deliver to you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's a perception, a feeling, an email, a phone call, all of it.
Sure.
So, because I'm not going to rely on like Sally from the third floor.
I hear you.
You know, I'm just relying on Jad and me and how we look. And so I think it's exciting.
And with that control, as scaling happens, it's hard to relinquish that control.
Yes.
And then to realize, and really venting now. I'm really going through like, you know, when I realized that I wanted to grow the agency, there were things that I needed to let go. I needed to hire people who could do things. Sometimes hire people. The best thing is when you hire somebody who can do something better than you.
Yes.
And you're just like, thank Absolutely. You yes. for being on this earth. But that relinquishing of the control is so big. The other piece is entrepreneurs as a whole, they're given these unique tools like that allow them to be great entrepreneurs. However, they could also hinder them in the same way. So
yeah.
You know, to your point, Jad, like, you know, you feel like you want to be in control of your own destiny and you want to be, you know, the person that either makes or breaks the company. You know, if you're off by any chance or you are not able to kind of push yourself to those limits, then you're not going to be where you want to be. And you might tell yourself that, you know, I'm making it, I'm doing it. But who's to tell you're not? Because it's just you, you know?
It's true. You have to, being an entrepreneur is not for everybody. Right. A lot of people think it's for everybody, but it's 100% not for everybody. Everybody can look at you on Instagram, social media, or in 10 years when you're driving the fancy car, but you will not see the 10 years before when you're living in the studio, when you're eating ramen, when you're, you know what I'm saying?
It's
like the normal stuff, but when you're taking the real steps to grow and you're the real hard steps that no one actually sees, that's the thing that takes it.
A hot saying right now is real recognizes real. And I think that there's some people, and you included, there are some people that I see on Instagram and I'm just like, they're doing it. They're not posting too much, but I can see that they posted something at 6 a.m. and they're leaving their shop at 11 o'clock at night and they posted something.
Yeah.
Like that, like you don't have to put a whole reel together to show me your day, but if you show me that you were networking at 6 a.m. at a coffee hour,
right.
You worked all day and then you're walking out of your office at 11 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
you're doing it.
That's a baller.
Yeah, you're doing it. And there are a few people in mind that continuously check that last box, Dina, that say, well, now I worked that 8-hour shift.
Yeah.
But how am I going to get it to the next level? Well, I guess it's going to take a 12-hour shift.
Right.
And there's a lot of people who won't leave that position of comfort, that 8-hour work day to do the extra 4 hours. And hopefully it's not forever, right?
Yeah.
Because we are all human and, you know, we're not entrepreneurial superheroes. We need to scale. Yeah. And I think you touched on it briefly. It was like, I know that you guys are a family business, but it's like trust. Like you were like, we trust each other. And that family is like the one thing that like, it's an easier barrier to trust. But now it's like, so how do you scale outside of the family?
Even that.
That's
even
such that. A great, that is the best question because even, you know, what I'm always telling Jad and his wife, Juliana, is like, give me a minute. I've been doing this. I've been a lone wolf for a long time.
I hear you.
And it's what I know. Yep. It's what I'm good at. It's what my reputation is. Mm-hmm. So when they joined, I was like, just sometimes it takes me a little bit longer
sure.
to go, we need to let me do this or let us outsource this. And so,
I feel
you know,
the same way
yeah,
when my mom comes to my house and she won't let me in my own kitchen because mm-hmm. she's just like,
oh, absolutely.
She just relinquishes all
you
control.
You might have hit that
yeah.
on the head. No.
Yeah.
So, but to your point, I think it's a mother's nature too, to like protect
right.
and to make
sure.
But, and you've been, you know, you've had your experiences and maybe you've had your stories of negative outcomes and those things are driving your decisions. But yeah, that ability to scale really, you have to drop down those walls for a minute.
Yeah,
even
I'm working on
when,
it.
Yeah, absolutely. But even when I joined on,
yeah,
like that, she didn't even have business cards actually in the beginning.
Well, I relied on my relationships.
Word of mouth.
That's what. That at the same time, that is half of our business too.
Sure.
Because we're in the interior design space, construction, mm-hmm. architect, and we kind of cover a lot of different things. So word of mouth is really big for our business.
100%. Yeah.
But when I joined on, there was like, there was 10 list of things. I was like, there needs to be a switch.
Need to get in the 21st century.
Exactly.
But I hear you. And there are some agents at the agency that literally still operate on word of mouth and they see what I'm doing on social. They'll watch this podcast and they'll be like, that's cute. That's fun. And they're built word of mouth agents.
Yeah.
But I think they're starting to respect it, which I really like, because I think that they're starting to see the brand recognition. Maybe they're not getting a direct referral, but people know the name now.
Yeah.
And that's kind of winning them over. But I hear you, Jed. Like, I mean, there are so many, and kudos to you for jumping on the podcast. This is definitely like, you know, a new era type B2B way of marketing your business. So this is definitely, you know, going above and beyond the word of mouth marketing. Mm-hmm. This is going to really get out there. But Jed, you mentioned, so we have another guest coming on shortly, but my goal with this podcast too, and for those listening, is we do small business, medium business, large business insurance. Mm-hmm. I was overwhelmed with the amount of people that actually submitted forms to be on the show, like yourselves. Mm-hmm. My goal would be for you to get to know our clients. These are Remco clients. You're here because you're a Remco client. And my goal would be for you to get to know some of our other clients. So we have a gentleman coming on recently, and he owns a construction business and he's in Fishtown and he's doing rehabs and he's doing all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It would make me so happy for you to start getting to know some of the other Remco clients and use that word of mouth.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I already Googled him.
Justin. Yeah. He's excellent. I'll do him a Justin Mendez from Lapstone.
Yeah. No, what he's doing, I thought it was really impressive.
Yeah.
Really cool. Like
That's also, it's like kind of what you said. I Googled him.
Yeah.
I feel like that's also another tick in the box of being an entrepreneur in 2024 is using all of the tools that are at your disposal. And even now at the same time, AI and we jump into a whole
another. I'm still afraid of AI. I'm still definitely afraid of it, but some of the agents are using it at a high level and I'm just
if you know how to use it,
sure.
You know how to ask the right questions and you know what programs and what systems to run.
Yes. Sure.
It is.
Let's talk about that.
Actively and to the point of it's probably saved us thousands of dollars.
Really?
From one, hiring a back-end person, mm-hmm. because we use Microsoft AI, ChatGPT is super easy. We use ChatGPT 4.
That's the one the agents use,
That's the move.
Yeah.
If you know how to work it, mm-hmm. that's the thing. You have to input the right things in exactly the same way, just input the right things into the computer.
Sure.
And it'll spit out the right information and you just have to keep going back and formulating.
Yeah.
And it will come up with something that will come up with something that someone can come up with in 2 seconds instead of paying them $2,000 to do something like
that. Absolutely, yeah. So bringing that up, I'm working on trying to find the mundane or the routine task of a lot of our customer service agents at the agency. And there are a few things that take them hours. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that I'm trying to kind of leverage where a 3-hour task can now become a 3-minute task. Mm-hmm. So that's my extent, but I'm still doing further research because I'm still a little fearful. But
we'll talk after the podcast.
That sounds good.
I'll give you the scoop.
Right. So just speaking of the brand once more, you know, you mentioned a few of the products that you sell and you won't compromise on the quality of what you sell. What's something that you'll never compromise from a business standpoint? Like Uptown Shades will never do this, or I will not compromise on this. Possibly could be.
Yeah.
I really say what we say, why we say concierge level service,
sure,
is because concierge does not compromise.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
If you think about in your head, you think about a super wealthy person and their butler and their concierge.
Yeah.
They do absolutely everything for them and probably without compromise.
They would take a bullet.
They would take a bullet for exactly.
Much, I mean, yeah. Our thing is, exactly. Yeah, we want you to feel like you've just been handled in a way that, you know, it's so seamless.
Sure. Exactly.
So one of the things that we do that's really like sets us apart, we always wear booties for sure, right?
I didn't notice
little things. Yeah. Yeah.
We treat your home like it should, like our home,
sure,
right? And then one of the other things that we came up with, and I don't know who got credit. I'm big on getting credit.
Okay.
I'm not sure who came up with this one. We bring our own table.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I have a lot of stairs too.
Okay.
Because he was getting glass in the third.
And people, third floor, you know, there are clients who say, oh, no, just use my dining room table. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put my heavy book on your dining room table, potentially scratch it.
Sure.
You know, just that, you know, when I've told people at Hunter Douglas that, they're like, oh. I'm like, okay, well, don't tell everybody. That's my thing.
No, I like that.
You know,
I like
that's, you know, from that to the installer, you know, a lot of times people will give the client's number to the installer.
Mm-hmm.
We would never do that.
Interesting.
It was me. I was there.
We will handle that interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Will show up that day to make sure that everything's done right,
mm-hmm,
to make sure that your home is not, you know, we don't leave garbage there. We don't leave, you know, our installers are amazing, mm-hmm, to begin with, but we're also there because again, it's our reputation.
For
so
sure.
We're going to be there and make sure that, you know, you felt like we walked away and you felt like that concierge.
That kind of goes back to the thing, reason about being an entrepreneur and working for yourself and owning your own business. And we try to take that same guise and make it an umbrella over every action that we do in our business.
Sure.
Like, being with the installer, picking also installers that we practically vet our installers with prior jobs,
mm-hmm,
with saying, we call other representatives from Hunter Douglas and say, is this person good?
Yeah.
Has they done good jobs?
Get a
cross reference.
Sure.
Are they good with motorization? We focus heavily on motorization.
Yeah, that's our big.
Heavily on motorization and smart controls, Alexa, everything like that. Do you know how to program that type of stuff?
Sure.
So we run all of these tests prior with the installers and with everything for it first, before we're getting there. So we're not going to get to your house and say, oh, I don't know how to do this, or we're going to have someone that's going to leave screws or something, your kid is going to come by and step on a screw. That's not what we're
going to
do.
I like it from all angles, even the table. Going back to the table, one of our clients, my insurance brain's ticking because it's one of our clients is a contractor, and he says, I always bring my own ladder because if I use your ladder and something happens, you know, there's no coverage there.
But, right.
So if you were to go and use your heavy book and scratch somebody's table, you don't want that conversation. So I love the fact that you guys, you know, have that personalized touch. And I think that that's really going to take you into the future. And I really would love to know, and, you know, just, you know, being a client of Remco's, all of our clients, we love to see their businesses grow. And then obviously their insurance requirements have to change.
Right.
And we like to scale with our company. So with Uptown Shades, what is the future? Like what is kind of your 2-year goal, maybe 5-year goal?
Yeah. Do you mind if I answer that?
Yeah,
go for it.
One of the things that we're really sort of focusing heavily on right now is working with builders and in the stages where we can hardwire.
Okay.
So we're talking high-end builders,
mm-hmm,
who do, you know, a handful of homes a year. We're talking, you know, 2 million and above, and going in and making them really understand the importance of hardwiring, because once you do that, right, you run a wire to each window, you don't have to ever deal with a battery.
Wow.
You know, and it's amazing. So we're focusing on those builders. We're focusing on architects,
mm-hmm,
and getting in on that level. And so that, you know, it's just a that's sort of our business model and where we're projecting.
I would, that makes perfect sense because the neighborhood that I moved into, the one that you guys worked on, it was a Lennar is the builder.
Yep.
It's 459 doors.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave out so many of the business cards, and I don't know if you got any reoccurring business in that neighborhood, but it would be so good to just get on the ground level of that build and figure out those 459 doors from the beginning.
Yep.
And I mean, that's just a no-brainer.
Yeah.
So.
That's also, I feel like, is the tough part to being a Hunter Douglas dealer. Once you start, you're starting from scratch and you're building your business basically from scratch.
Uh-huh.
So to get in the door to do those jobs is extremely difficult. So that's why I said prior, word of mouth is very big in our business, especially, and especially with what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Because those jobs are bidded practically.
The one side of real estate that I always forget, but we do so much business with, especially in New Jersey, is like the wholesalers and the flippers, because they possess that volume just a bit of a more unconventional way. Like some of these flippers, they have, you know, my one guy, he did 150 in 1 year. So, I mean, that's a nice size.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. So it just, and there's some who do much larger, but they're mainly in New Jersey, AC, the Brigantine area, Airbnb properties, things like that. But mm-hmm. I would think getting involved with somebody who does volume always makes sense.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Keep Absolutely. That in mind.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole nother thing even is getting funnels on your website.
Yes. And now you're speaking my language.
We're talking. Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Has no. Yeah, exactly.
No idea what you're talking about.
But that was where the other side of too. I feel like that's also even my position in Uptown Shades too, of working with someone who's been in interior designing.
Okay, but I'm also good at some technologies. You'd be surprised.
Absolutely.
They'd be surprised.
Absolutely. Okay. But no, wait, let me finish what I was saying.
Okay, fine.
In working with someone who has had interior design experience and maybe who has some word of mouth connections with construction and designers and architects, and me being obviously a young individual in the era of 2024 of social media, mm-hmm. of knowing AI, of knowing how to do all this and kind of bridge that gap is...
It's a good combo.
It is.
Absolutely.
But I feel like that's combo. exactly what differentiates us, one, and why I say we are the best, honestly.
I should just make a little note of this because it's important. I did teach you guys the other day to take a picture and how you find it, like... on Google. I taught you.
Yeah. It was really good. Yeah. No. So yeah,
when that happens, I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah.
Tell everybody I know.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It works.
You have to have those moments.
Yeah.
You guys, and that's what makes it fun too. You know, learning from each other and also just being a little vulnerable and being a little humble. Like right here, who's to say like, you know, you have to sometimes say, I didn't know that.
And
thank you for the information, you know, and sometimes even from your own family, it's hard to do that.
It's definitely a really good compliment. You know,
I can already sense it.
Yeah. I'm good at and what he's good at, you know.
So Jad was talking a little bit about funnels and we'll talk about this later, but I'm actively involved in the software called Go High Level. So they'll basically, they'll figure out what this person wants. And we have 8 different agents. So if someone on the website indicates, you know, general contracting insurance, it's kind of like a if then and or, you know, conditional form. So if they satisfy a certain amount of criteria on the form, it already figures out who the heck it's going to in the agency, and it just saves those forms. So an example of a sales funnel just cuts out so much work because otherwise, you know, before, you know, we invested in that technology, it was me getting an email, being like, reading it, okay, they're interested in this, okay, in my head there's 3 people that could do it, but it's a little bit more, they speak Russian.
Yeah.
Then it's a no-brainer. It's going to Irina.
Right.
So it's like, but this system kind of picks up on all that stuff for you, and then Irina's got the inbox.
That's probably in like the middle stage where we are, and I would love to get that information.
Yeah, it's good.
Because that's kind of where we are right now, of especially being only me, Dina, and my wife Julie, and in the terms of how we're connecting with clients and how we're reaching out, especially kind of like that, is it's us. You know, we're owner operator.
Yeah.
That's how we're doing it. So we practically figure it out in the spot.
Sure.
Yeah. Honestly.
And that's all data for you. Like,
exactly.
You know, figure out how you're figuring out in the spot and then just put that down as like a like a standard operating procedure, and then you can find a piece of technology now that can do it for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Any types of events coming up, any types of networking or philanthropic organizations that you guys are a part of, or any of that give back, what kind of gets you guys ticking? Like outside of the business side, you know, what do you kind of have a mission behind?
I mean, it's honestly not really something that is put out. I'm not the type of person who goes around. You know what, honestly, I really,
yeah,
truly
be honest,
hate?
That's what this is about.
I truly, truly, truly hate the people who will stand up. I can't
no,
even.
No, go for it. That's what, like, I knew it. Let's go.
The people who will go up to like a homeless person or something like that with a phone like this and be like, here's a dollar.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah, no. Don't do it for that. I don't do it for that. Like, I don't even publicize that. And honestly, I don't even like talking about it much. Like, going around to other people and just making food and giving food out to
Food's
people.
Food's great.
I go to McDonald's probably 3 times a week and buy $50 of food and just randomly hand it out to people in
that's
Philly.
Really good.
Like,
that's really good.
It's not something that I talk about. It's not something like that. Like, I've been in the news.
I think that's a cultural thing to not talk about.
Exactly. Sure. It's definitely cultural. And like, when I was 10, I was in... I think it was my birthday, and for my birthday, I did a thing. I sent out on the invitation. I was like, I don't want any presents. Just invite. I said, send money to the soup kitchen.
That's so nice, man.
Yeah.
But like,
and that question, I see how that could be. Like, you don't want the credit.
I know.
You
don't
want, because that's
not for
the purpose.
That.
It defeats the purpose. And I hear. The reason I bring that up is I get reminded of that. So we do some insurance for nonprofits, and mm-hmm. and. The work that they're doing is so groundbreaking. So from a business standpoint, all we can try to do is we sponsor. And sometimes it comes down to food or clothing or, you know, sponsoring an event or something like that. Yeah. So there's a few that have my heart. But with that being said,
we'd like to do it behind the, sorry, yes. We would like to do it business-wise.
Yeah.
We'd like to do it behind
that,
doors.
On that level that he's talking
That's
about,
great.
It is something private.
Yeah.
On the other level that we, you know, touched on recently, it was just sort of an idea that had come up, and it's not to full fruition.
No,
so,
no problem. And I appreciate you sharing. And you don't,
yeah,
we can,
no, but
yeah,
it was, so it sort of combines design and window treatments.
Okay.
So because we do deal with designers and architects. So we were trying to figure out a way to like different women's shelters to get furniture and window treatments that maybe, you know, something came in wrong, or, you know, and not from us specifically, but from a lot of different vendors,
mm-hmm.
right? So pulling all those things together and, you know, getting a designer in to do something in that
so
in that
there's
space.
There's this thing called Misfits Market. I believe it's called Misfits Market.
I know of them very well. They were they used to be an old school client of ours.
Really?
That's
the
awesome.
Fruit. They would get kind of damaged.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not damaged. It looks fine.
But,
there's like a small bruise. And,
yeah.
They would pretty much sell it at a fraction of the cost. So yeah, we had them back in 2010 to 2012 when they were not a franchise.
That's pretty cool.
This was
awesome.
Original. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were actually based out of, I think, Pensahawken, New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
I didn't
even
know. That's awesome. That's
so
cool.
That Mark, the agency principal, he wrote them a while ago. And that was kind of just when I was starting to like learn insurance. And
yeah.
I was like, Misfits Market, this sounds like a great business model. And then they franchised, and I'm like, we should have kept them.
So. But we saw that and basically kind of got that idea and was like, maybe that's
a good
idea to try to find these products that some.
Because there's nothing wrong with them, right?
No. Nothing at all.
Imagine if you could pull it all together with like stuff that the designers have something like that too.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
on a very
put
unique,
it in a space.
A unique kind of just spotlight scale on everything that happened this week with the lunar eclipse or solar eclipse, solar eclipse.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, Danielle, she does a lot of great marketing material. She posted something and said, for all the glasses that we just used, you know, I was out there trying to figure out how to look at it. I think they said in a part of Africa or something like that, it's going to happen in August.
Yep.
So everyone's kind of donating all their stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which is like great, because what will we do with millions
just,
of these paper glasses?
Landfill.
Yeah.
Literally.
Landfill. 100%.
It's unreal. Yeah.
It's kind of like when the sports teams and the championships that the Super Bowl teams that don't win, and, you know, but I still love it. You know, I still love it because it's in America. I think there's a lot of waste, and I think we can all agree on that. And,
for sure.
You know, trying to utilize that and that waste is lifeblood to somebody else. Yep. So I think that, that's a beautiful thing that you're working on. Yeah, I hope it works out. And yeah. I appreciate you sharing, even though it's kind of a pilot version of what you're working on.
Yeah.
When I met him at the Lower Brooks Chamber of Commerce, I mean, I am one to never be, I never want to be like the most dressed or the least dressed person in the room. But I try to like do that. He dresses, Jad, you dress very well.
Oh, thank you.
Very professional.
He,
very professional.
Yeah, that's since he was a little kid.
Yeah. Well, I think it's kind of a culture. Like I'm very Italian. Both my mom and my dad's side, 100% Italian. My grandparents didn't speak a lick English. And it was always like, don't sacrifice on good food or good clothes.
Absolutely.
Like, we're right there with you.
This is why we fit very well.
My grandfather was definitely very frugal. He was a carpenter by trade. My grandmother, she would yell at him when he came back with the, so it's the domestic versus Parma prosciutto. Ooh. So the Parma is like $24.99 a pound and the domestic's like $11.
Right.
And she would open it up. And she would take, because he would take the price off. Like, because she knows she would know. He would take, she would taste it. And she'd be like, his name was Ottavio. He said, Ottavio, go back to the store. You got the wrong one. So she did not mess around, you know. But yeah, that cool family culture, I think that definitely feeds into what Remco is. I mean, Remco is by heart is a mom and pop ran agency that started in 2008.
Yep.
So there were three individuals who started the agency. And 2019, a friend of mine who was involved invited me in. And my background, like I was mentioning, Tina, was in food and beverage, online e-commerce. That was my thing about 5.5 years. And joined in 2019, right before COVID, three-person agency, sweet receptionist who was trying to retire, managing, a large book of business. And the goal for myself, the white canvas that I was given was, let's scale this business. Let's figure it out. So with fear, I got my license, my insurance license, and I started investing in, good technology and ways to clean things up and a CRM that probably would do a lot of things for us a lot quicker than the human way of going through them. So, a whole year's worth of operations, second year worth of hiring, I'm proud to say that on May 6th, we're actually going to be hiring our 15th agent.
Wow. That's
Congratulations.
So that scaling part and that family atmosphere is definitely another part that we cross over, because I think that people that work for Remco feel that they're a part of the brand at every level, and that they're not just like a cog in the big picture.
Yeah.
They're integral to the beginning and the end product. So that's my thing. Insurance with personality, hospitality focused insurance practices is what's on our Instagram.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to just merge those two.
Yeah.
I like that tagline. That's very nice.
But it's no different than that concierge service that you mentioned, that white glove service.
Yeah.
Our individual testimonial that we have with one another and the client relationship that we share.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the client, sometimes it's like, we're friends. I would say that we're friends.
100%.
And that's the way I want all of our insureds to feel.
Yep.
So
yep.
Maybe for those listeners out there who would need to find you guys or find your services or.
Yeah. You can go on Instagram at UpDownShades.
Okay.
You can shoot us an email, info@UpDownShades, or my name, Jad, or Dina as well, at UpDownShades.
Cool.
Yeah. As well, and on our website as well, www.UpDownShades.
And that's
you can check out
the
all
website
of our,
that they made me
they
put
made
together.
You, they made
exactly.
You put together?
It was a really good idea.
We worked extremely hard
I have to say, they put together such an awesome website. So.
Who did the work?
We have a graphic designer in, my wife is actually from Argentina. So we outsource that to Argentina. Love when that. We have a friend who does amazing
work.
He
did an amazing job.
Maxi Escobar does amazing
work.
Amazing work.
Shout out to the people.
He dealt with me.
That's the other thing. Yeah. That's
God bless him.
Every other day, like just making little change. But
to your point, the website is such a big piece of your brand.
It really
now,
is.
And that's the hub.
Like, it's honestly like when I send people to our website, I'm so proud of it.
That you should.
And so when I send to an architect, a designer, a homeowner, and I say, okay, our website is a learning tool.
Absolutely.
And I just send it with such confidence and,
And it needs to work too, right?
Yeah.
Like I think within the insurance industry, no one is going to go to an insurance website and be like, I can't wait to read all these information.
Yeah.
So we tried to make ours so functional where you know exactly what you're getting into.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If you're interested in insurance, whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, business insurance more specifically, you can quickly book an appointment with somebody who can help you.
Yes.
And then within minutes, that person gets emailed, you know, or that within seconds that person gets emailed in their inbox and they're picking up the phone and calling that person. And you'd be surprised how many people actually go to a website, fill out a form, and then you call them within 30 seconds and they're just like, oh my God.
Right.
It's like, well, that's why you went to the website.
Exactly.
Right. Isn't that what you wanted? You know, so
yeah.
I want to just bring that up that, you know, it's great that you have a website that you're proud of and, and you really did, you know, kind of fight to make it the way you wanted it to be.
Yes.
Because when you do send somebody there, it's such a big extension of your brand.
Right.
And it needs to work. So
that's true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we are going to be wrapping up closer to the end. So thank you again, Dina and Jad, for being on Renko Real Talk.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Any of those out there listening who want to give us a follow, we are on YouTube. We are on Spotify. We are on Apple. You can follow us best on Instagram. And there is a link tree on our Instagram to provide a submission form to be a guest on the show. And I will say that we will have some very, very awesome guests, but none better than Dina and Jad.
I like that.
You did a great job.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
My pleasure.